back to Old Chicago here live on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. Thank you so much to volleyball coach Patrick Hiltz for just joining the show. Volleyball with a couple big wins this week over Dodge. Later on in the show, we will have football head coach Tom Medic on as his team gets ready for Independence here in week 7 of the season. Man, it's been flying. But here, starting off October, we'd like to welcome on men's and women's soccer coach Corey Bryant. Coach, welcome back onto the show. How are you doing this last couple weeks?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay. So I wanted to start on the women's side. Big win yesterday, 4-2. Away from home against Lamar out in Colorado. What did you take away from the victory?
You know, it was much needed for us. We've kind of went through a rough patch here in the last 3 or 4 weeks where we just struggled to score goals, struggled to get results. And not necessarily because we were out of a game. We just couldn't finish out games, you know. And so it was good to finally get that result and continue to build off of what we did against Cali on the weekend and tie in the 12th ranked team in the country on the weekend and then coming in and scoring 4 goals and getting a victory. And hopefully it pushes us forward here the last 6 games of the year and creates some momentum again going in. You know, we played well out there. That field, the field they play on is rough. The conditions are rough. Makes for the game to be quite messy at times. But we handled it well, and we created a lot of chances. I mean, we dominated the game for the most part. Had 2 mental lapses and gave away some bad goals in those situations. But for the most part, happy with how they played and how they continued to build off of what we did against Cali.
Snaps a big winless streak for the team. What were some of the things that you did differently yesterday that you weren't doing in the latter half of September?
Well, you know, it helps to get everybody back. You know, we were talking before we got on the air about, you know, tomorrow or Saturday is going to be the first time that we've been at full strength since our Dallas trip on Labor Day weekend, really. I guess Seward, which was Fight Club for us, is what we referred to it as. But, you know, we've missed big chunks throughout September with some key players. And so having everybody finally back and healthy and off suspension and anything else is a big part of that. And I think, you know, we just kind of took a dip and it's that lull in the middle of the season where things are getting monotonous and we're just getting worn out and tired. And, you know, you've got to have a little bit of fight to get through that. And we struggled a bit with that. And especially dealing with the injury issues and the suspension issues, we struggled to get through that. But I think, you know, we're out on the other side now. I think everybody's kind of excited to kind of have this push towards the end of the season. They can see where it's all leading now. So I think we're in good shape.
I wanted to talk about that. So obviously Abby and Samantha missed time with suspension. Mm-hmm. Jessica missed time with some injuries, missed a lot of players. Yeah. The bench was very thin.
Reds has missed some games. I mean, she's just now coming back. So Shantae Chitone, we call her Reds. Mm-hmm. But she's coming back for the first time. She's missed the last 2.5 games, I think. So
how do you get it to where you can reset the players' mindsets back to where it was in August when you started so well?
We just got to keep giving them confidence. I mean, finding things that they're doing well. Yeah, obviously coaching them and making sure that they understand when they're doing things wrong and trying to correct that. But, you know, when you go through those lulls, it's not a time when, especially on the women's side, you can't, you know, yell and scream at them and bicker and argue with them because they're just going to shut down and they're going to fight against you even more. Like, it's finding those moments when they do things well. Finding the moments when there's some things that you can talk to them about that they created well or did well or things that they can build on individually. And then you've got to find the joy back. Like, we've had a couple of training sessions where we didn't even touch the ball. We just went out and did some fun things and kind of got back to having fun together. And I think that helps. Those type of activities and stuff helps a lot too when you're going through those moments.
Tell me about that, actually. What were some of the things you did?
Well, we had a soccer tennis tournament one day, so there okay. Obviously we touched the ball, but you know, we didn't really train. We just, you know, had a tournament. We had them pick teams, and the winner got some Sour Patch Kids, and we had fun with it. We had a scavenger hunt day where they, you know, they all got into a classroom and did a mystery clues thing and worked together to try to figure out the puzzle. So it was just, you know, and there was prizes involved in that. So it's just different things that isn't necessarily us just trying to train and get better and learn. Cause at this time of year, yeah, we can critique and we can find things, but it's about them wanting to find the joy and continuing to push and strive. And we kind of lost that for a bit, but, you know, those little fun things, it gets them back in the mood and gets them happy to be around each other. And so we had fun with it.
That's awesome. Do you feel that joy kind of come back with the win yesterday?
Yeah. You know, I think I was a little, I kind of had to pump the brakes a little bit because obviously we had some things that we need to work on and get better at. So, you know, yesterday after the game, we talked about some of those things. Like, you know, we can't be satisfied with giving up the two goals. We can't be satisfied with some of the things that we did within the game. But what we can take away from this is our effort, how we played, how we handled the surface, how we continued to try to play our way through some of the difficulties that we were dealing with. You know, and then the opportunities that we created and the way that we scored our goals. I mean, the way we scored our goals is really, you know, how we've been trying to get them to play all year, and finally it just clicked and we were in the positions we needed to be in. And so, you know, taking some of that and building on that, but them understanding, hey, this isn't Hutch, this isn't Butler, this isn't, you know, Cali, this is Lamar. Like, we've got to take what we did against Lamar and transition it into some of these league teams.
One thing that I noticed over the last couple of weeks, and obviously, like you said, you've been dealing with a lot of adversity, players out due to injury or suspension. Last couple second halves going into yesterday have been kind of rough.
Yeah.
Kansas City, Hutchinson, but what did it mean yesterday to get those two second half goals to see yourselves over the line?
You know, we just go right back to the fight and the determination. I think, you know, those two games that you mentioned, we had excellent first halves. I mean, we didn't, you know, against KCK, they were 13th in the country at the time, and it was 0-0 at halftime, and we just had a short little breakdown. It wasn't like we were playing bad in the second half. We just had a breakdown and gave up a bad goal, and you know, the floodgates kind of opened, and we were creating chances. I think really against KCK, we were one of the, when you go back and look at the box scores, we're probably one of the few teams in the league that has actually, you know, played them shot for shot and opportunity for opportunity. I mean, they went and beat Butler last night, who's 18th in the country, and outshot him, I think it was 18-6. And, you know, we played a close game statistically, and Hutch was the same way. It was 1-1 at halftime, and we, you know, gave up a bad goal to start the second half, but they continued to fight. And it was until about 11 minutes left when we finally gave up the third one on a mistake on ourselves, and the girls kind of stopped, you know. And so yesterday, to see the fight all the way through, and even when we gave up those goals in the second half and the momentum started to swing a little bit because of the goals that were scored and when they were scored, like, we continued to battle and fight through it. So you like to see that part of it.
Coach Hill's just came back very happy that his Bears are winning today. We mentioned it at the start of this show. He's had some troubles.
Yeah.
I've asked him for his opinion on Thursday night games. I've had him to open up the show. He's 0-3 since I've asked him. So,
hey, you know, look, I'm a Texans fan, so I understand the pain.
I don't know. They're looking pretty good this week. Someone who's looked very good since coming back from injury has been Jessica. Had that free kick goal against Hutchinson. Had an assist yesterday. Take me through that assist that she had.
You know, the assist came really from a corner, from that kind of opportunity. She's just a kid that can pass the ball well. You know, she's not going to be a kid that's going to just outrun somebody or, you know, blow past somebody. But her ability on the ball and her vision and her ability to see the pass is what makes her special for us. And you know, missing her for that part of, you know, those three or four games that we did, you know, you could really tell on the field, like, we just didn't have that player that could pick out passes like she does and create chances for other players. So having her back, you know, in both those, Hutch was kind of a, I wouldn't say a rough game, but it was a game. She got the goal, right? She got the goal off the free kick, but you know, it was the first 90 minutes she'd played in 2.5 weeks. And so, you know, it was kind of her trying to get back into the swing of things. So it wasn't her greatest performance that she's had all year. But she did get the goal, right? So I guess, you know, that's the key part, but she started to build in. I think yesterday she played well again. And I expect her to continue to grow into the season here.
How important is it to get her back at this stretch of the season, especially going on against Seward, who was so good against the last time you played them?
Super important. She is, you know, I don't want to give her a big head cause I know she'll probably go back and listen to this, but, she's what helps control and run our offense. She's almost the quarterback in the attack. Like, we can get the ball through her, and she helps pick out passes and pick out plays to get us started. And so to have her in this stretch of games where we really need to be at full strength and have our quality on the field, To have her back for that is going to be super important.
Do you have your players actually go back and re-listen to these interviews?
No, I don't. She does. She knew I was on the radio the first time I came out here, and she listened to it. She went back and listened to it and heard her name a whole bunch. So now she goes back and listens anytime I'm on the radio. So
okay, so that partially might be my fault. Jessica, if you're listening, hi. Keep playing well. Going on to the men's side now. Results have been a little more mixed than the last mm-hmm. five. 1-1, drawn 2, and lost 2. Overall takeaway from the last 5 games?
We need to do better. We need to be better. We haven't had great performances. I mean, even in the wins and the draws, they haven't been great performances. We're just it's hard to explain. Like, we'll go back to last night. Like, last night I didn't think we played horribly for 90 minutes. Like, we played the first 15, 20 minutes weren't good. We gave up an own goal, went down early. But I think the last 60 minutes of the game, we played well. You know, we dominated the game. We outshot them 28-3 or so, 25-3, something crazy like that, or four. No, sorry, that was the women's game. It was 25-12. That's what it was in the men's game.
Okay.
But dominated the game. You know, had all the possession, had clear opportunities, and we just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. And then the 2 goals we gave up in the second half were just bad on our part. Like, we gave up a penalty that we should have never given up, and then ball slips through the goalkeeper's hand, and they finish it on the backside of the goalkeeper. So just little mistakes and little breakdowns and mental lapses that we're having on the men's side, and not being fully concentrated, or maybe taking an opponent as serious as we should be taking them. You know, it's just it's a mental thing. It's what's between the head, the ears right now for them, and we've got to fix that. We thought we had it kind of solved, you know, and then we've hit this stretch of this last 4 or 5 games, and it's kind of went back to being, you know, hit or miss on some of those. I still think we've got the talent. I mean, obviously we're still getting results in some of these situations, but we've just got to be better as a group. We've got to be better as individuals, and that's from the coaching staff through the players. That's everyone. We've got to be more prepared and better for everyone for these opportunities.
That was one thing I noticed about the draws, actually, with Kansas City and Lamar. You were in winning positions.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. In the second half, what does it take mentally, above the shoulders, to play with a lead at this level?
You just got to stay engaged. Like, you know, both teams. I mean, Kansas City, we had a 2-0 lead at halftime, you know, in complete control of that game, and we knew they would come out with a little bit of fire under their butts in the second half. And you know, our guys, you know, I decided that they were going to kind of sit back defensively. You know, we had talked about, you know, not just sitting back and taking on the pressure and continuing to attack and do the things that we're going to do and do the things that got us the lead. And immediately when we go back, everybody starts sitting back and we take on pressure, right? And then they scored the goal, make it 2-1. We score another goal. We go up 2 again. And there's 12 minutes left to go in the game, and shortly after that they get another one, and then, you know, our heads mentally, we just start kind of going, well, what are we going to lose this? Are we going to lose this? And 12 seconds left, there's a corner, they hit they score off a header with 12 seconds left to tie the game, and that's how it ends. You know, same thing against Lamar in the draw. You know, we go up 2 goals, we're up 2 goals at halftime, we're up 2 goals halfway through the second half, and we just mentally don't stay engaged, and we make silly mistakes at silly times. And, you know, I don't know if it's a matter of, you know, us just not staying on their butt enough, or if it's, you know, them thinking, well, we've got this under control. We've had control of the game. Like, it's not going to go wrong. Nothing's going to go wrong here. So I don't know. We've got to do better as a coaching staff for sure, making sure that we're not putting our players and our team in that situation anymore.
I wanted to talk about some of the individuals that I've noticed from the spell during these last 5 games, especially in the 2 draws. You've gotten William Jackson back into goals. Mm-hmm. He started the season hot, kind of lulled in September. How important is it for this guy to be getting goals for this team?
You know, he's playing the last little bit of the year. We kind of changed up our formation and how we're going about attacking on the men's side, and it puts him in a better position, a more natural position for him, and creates a little bit more opportunities and chances for him in those positions. So I think it's important to have another goal scorer, a guy that can come in, you know, whether he starts or off the bench, that can be a threat in front of goal, you know, and if he can continue to get goals and continue to gain confidence, it's going to be huge for us down the stretch.
How have you changed the formation up?
We went from playing in a 3-5-2 to a 4-3-3.
Okay.
Just creating a little bit more width up front. The boys struggled a bit playing with the two pair up front and the forwards as the with the two strikers. And so what this will allow us to do is kind of widen things out. It allows us to play a single striker, which could play as a false nine, could play as hold up, and we can still have the width and still have the protection in the back as well. So it gives us a little bit just gives us a little bit different look going forward.
How have the fullbacks adjusted to it? Because they were able to get so far advanced earlier.
Yeah, you know, we've actually moved Noel up to a winger spot. He's missed the last two games due to injury. We're hoping we get him back for Seward, but we have actually put him in the winger role, and he's flourished. I mean, that kid has done so well. In the game and a half he played there against KCK and then Kansas Wesleyan, he flourished and did extremely well. So if we can get him back, I don't think he's missing playing as a fullback at all. I think he likes getting forward, and we've talked about that. He wants to get in advanced positions. So playing as a winger and playing up in the offensive third is nothing that he isn't already used to.
Yeah, we've talked about his athleticism and how good he is getting forward. So what I've noticed is recently you're getting goal scoring from not only William, but Haru, Jorge, Cristobal. They've all found the net a couple times these last couple of games. Where have you seen this unit have more success with converting these chances?
When we play direct, you know, when we're not just sitting around and waiting and hoping that there's a better chance that comes available, right? When we get on a ball, when we find passes forward and we put balls in dangerous areas, that's when we've had a lot of success. Where, you know, we were for a while, for whatever reason, you know, they're going to give us the opportunity at the top of the 18. Well, the top of the 18 isn't good enough, so we want to try to play a ball in behind with 20 yards of space into the inline, and it rolls out of bounds, right? So taking what they're giving us and taking the chances that they're giving us instead of trying to think that there's a better option out there is kind of what has created a lot of those chances for us.
Is that a confidence thing? Is that something where, you know, maybe if you're lacking a couple of goals that you'll kick around a little more and wait for a better chance?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, yeah, if you're not scoring goals or you're not having a lot of success, you're going to pass the ball on and hope somebody else. Yeah. So it definitely could be a part of it.
So coming down to this last month of the season for both these teams, what will it take for both these two to finish strong?
Heart, desire, determination. We've got to do all those little keywords, right? The soccer side of things will be fine. You know, we'll be fine. We're smart enough and we're talented enough that we can win games here down the stretch. It's whether or not we're going to have the mentality when we go into games that we're going to compete and win no matter what the opponent is or who the opponent is. And if something goes wrong, we're still going to fight. We're still going to battle. Like, one goal, one mistake doesn't define the game. So we've got to mentally try to get through that. So I think if we can do that, if we can work hard and mentally fight through some of the adversity that we're going to see, we'll have some success and we'll be where we need to be.
How do you set that mentality?
You know, at this point in time, a lot of times it's on the guys or the girls. Like, you know, they've kind of got, we can say so much to them, right? And then at the end of the day, you know, they've got to pick each other up. And if somebody makes a mistake, they've got to go and pick each other up and say, hey, you know, let's fight, let's battle. Or before a game, get in a group and say, look, you know, this is ours. You know, we try to be as honest and forthcoming and positive as we can going into games and at halftime. And, you know, they have to kind of set the tone from there.
Do the players take honesty well?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. For the most part, yes. For the most part, yes. You know, you've always got guys, or guys and girls for that matter, who struggle a bit in that situation. But for the most part, good players want to be coached. Good players want to be criticized. They want to learn what they can do better. They might not always like what's being said or how it's being said because they don't always like getting yelled at. But most of the time, they want that from their coaches. So it's received.
Believe me, I was a college student less than 6 months ago, and there were times I did not like the honesty, but I'd look back at it later in the day and be like, you know what, I needed that.
Yeah.
So last time Garden played Seward, we had a pair of really fun games, we'll say. Yeah. We had Fight Club on the women's side where they came back to win 3-2. Men's team also overcame a two-goal deficit to draw level. What are you looking for in these two games on Saturday?
We just got to play our game. We can't get outside ourselves. We can't do things that we're not being asked to do as a team. You know, a lot of times when we get ourselves in trouble, that's because we step outside of what we're being asked to do. You know, on the women's side, we just have to continue to work and play. I think on paper, we're the better team in both games. I believe we're the better team on paper in both games, but we've got to go out and prove it. And so on the women's side, we've got to step out. We've got to move the ball quickly, and we've got to take opportunities behind. And then the big thing defensively with the girls is that number nine, the kid who scored both goals for them, like, she's dynamite. She's super athletic. If she gets free, she's going to be hard to catch. And then she can score from all angles and from all distances. So making sure that we understand where she is and eliminating her out of the game, if we can do that, they're going to struggle a bit to score. And then we've just got to continue to press forward. On the men's side, it's eliminating the mistakes. That's what cost us in the last game. You know, the two goals that we gave up were penalties. And outside of that, we outshot them 36 to like, six or something silly like that. So, you know, eliminating the silly mistakes in our offensive third and gifting them opportunities, what I would say would be the big thing on the men's side.
All right, that is men's and women's soccer head coach Corey Ryan. His teams are in Saturday to take on Seward County. They'll be back at home here in Garden on the 11th to take on Dodge City. Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, Coach. When we come back, we will hear from football head coach Tom Nedek ahead of Garden City and Independence this weekend. That's all coming up here on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show, here live from Old Chicago.